If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1042. Ditch elimination diets. Take the 30-day addition diet challenge instead by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And don't forget, we're now coming to you 7 days a week. Thank you so much for listening all week and every day. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to Nia's post and start optimizing your life. Ditch elimination diets. Take the 30-day addition diet challenge instead by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Elimination diets are incredibly popular. It seems like every week, a new 30-day elimination diet challenge rolls out. There are dozens of these 30-day challenges that eliminate grains, dairy, sugar, wheat, processed foods, fruit, or any combination of things. To be blunt, I'm sick and tired of the don't eat this and take away mindset that's associated with many of these challenges. And I don't know about you, but if I eliminate an entire food group, or heaven forbid, one of my favorite foods, then I hyper-focus on those off-limit foods. Basically, if you tell me I can't eat something I like, that's all I'm going to want to eat. And in my experience, this mentality leads to disordered eating habits. So I say, let's do away with elimination diets and opt instead for an addition challenge. It's really quite simple and also very enjoyable. Let's examine the benefits of adopting the addition mindset instead of the typical elimination mindset. Benefits of adding instead of eliminating. It's mostly a psychological shift because instead of thinking about the things you can't have, you instead focus on what you can. Simple, but important and powerful. Not only that, but by focusing on the foods you'll add to your diet, you'll increase the variety of your meals as well. As I explained in 20 Tips to Break Free from Binge Eating, this is a powerful tip for people who tend to binge eat or follow obsessive eating patterns. Furthermore, by adding new foods or foods you don't eat very often to your meals, you may discover some new favorites. Either way you look at it, an addition challenge is a win-win. Introducing the 30-day addition diet challenge. Are you ready for the challenge? All you need to do is come up with a list of foods you will add to your diet over the next 30 days. To make this easier, I suggest choosing an item from each category I'm about to list and then include them in your meals or search for recipes with those ingredients. And as you'll notice, I suggest adding real, whole, natural foods. Herbs and spices. There's an abundance of fresh and dried herbs and spices to choose from. Make a list of 1, 2, or 3 you'd like to add to your 30-day challenge, and then find some recipes that use those. Fruit. I love eating fruits that are in season, and in the fall, apples are incredibly plentiful. Each fall, I enjoy a wide variety of apples, and I add them to snacks or cut them up and add them into other dishes. Find some in-season fruits at your local farmer's market or grocery store that you haven't enjoyed in a while and pick some up. Vegetables. Every season, there are tons of amazing veggies and likely ones you've never tried before. Choose some, preferably in-season veggies, that you haven't had in a while or never tried. Find some recipes that use them and get to cooking. Meats. There are a lot of tasty meats out there. Some of my favorites are bison, venison, and elk. Search around your area and try to find something local. Depending on where you live, you can always make nice with a local hunter and buy some meat from them. I like to do this with venison, but you can also do it during duck, quail, and any other animal that happens to be in season. Or if you prefer, just browse your local grocery store or Whole Foods for some new meats or cuts you haven't had. Miscellaneous. This is where you can include any other food groups and items such as seafood, nuts and seeds, rice, beans, other types of vegan milks, and so on. For example, last week I decided to try a new carb source, so I bought a bag of jasmine rice. I put it together with some homemade chicken stock, salt, and peas, and it turned out delicious. Now these lists are not exhaustive, so pick the ones that sound best to you. Additions based on your goals. What if you'd rather add foods based on your performance and physique goals? Simple. If your main goal is to lose body fat, then you could focus on adding protein-rich foods during the 30-day addition challenge. So you could choose some different meats and dairy products, for example. If your main goal is to sculpt some muscle, you could focus on adding protein-rich foods and some new carb sources, like different types of potatoes, rice, quinoa, beans, and so on. Your 30-day addition guide. Bottom line. All you need to do is come up with a list of foods or ingredients you're going to add to your diet over the next 30 days. To ensure you succeed in this fun challenge, I suggest making a list of the foods or ingredients you're going to add to your meals over the next 30 days. Then, find some recipes you can make with those ingredients or make sure you have a plan to include them in your meals. You can do this with breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even snacks and desserts. The possibilities are endless. So, are you up to the challenge? You just listened to the post titled, Ditch Elimination Diets. Take the 30-Day Addition Diet Challenge instead by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Nia is absolutely right. If we feel we are being deprived of something, then we tend to want to rebel. We like having choices, and if those choices are removed, we tend to feel like we're missing out on something. And these feelings of deprivation and fear of missing out are not ideal when you're trying to stay positive and change a habit. I mean, think about the word diet. The word die is 75% of diet. So it's like it's already implied that when you go on a diet, something has to be eliminated. So it's like we're getting ready for the fact that we're about to deprive ourselves, and usually deprive ourselves of things we enjoy. That's not a great start to forming a new habit. This is what makes Nia's approach so perfect. Rather than thinking about everything we need to remove from our lives in order to be successful, we flip the script. And instead, we think about adding all of these wonderful things into our lives. Starting this journey with choices and options is so much more empowering than thinking about a diet. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.